Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Gosh, it's that time again. It's time for A Child's Smile. And joining us in studio with all the amazing details, John Gray is here. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, my goodness.
Really good to see you again.
It is wonderful to see you, too. So, yeah, it's that time of year. I know we haven't even gotten to Halloween or anything like that, but it is on right now. It's A Child's Smile fundraiser because we'll have the holidays fast enough approaching, that's for sure.
That's for sure. We want to be a little more on top of it this year, get the toys out a little quicker this year so that they can sort them out for the kids.
All right. So remind us, A Child's Smile. This is an amazing fundraiser. Year after year, you and Doris Neumeister do an amazing job. But for those maybe not familiar, what's Child's Smile all about?
Child's Smile, we raise money at Christmas to buy the less fortunate children toys. That's what we do.
Okay.
Now, we branched out a couple of years ago and decided we wanted to help the indigenous people. So we send money up to Thunder Bay, which goes up to the indigenous people way up north that have no way of getting stuff in or out by plane.
Okay. So, but locally, it's collecting toys.
Yes. It's all of Stratford will be toys. Oh, we only send stuff up there for, like, if they buy hockey skates or what they want up there, as long as they're happy, right? That's the whole thing.
Yeah. So it's a Child's Smile. This has been going, what is the year for this?
34th. 34 years, I know.
Good for you, but it's made such a difference in our community.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so.
Oh, we know it, especially with the Salvation Army, Stratford House of Blessing, so many of the other community organizations that you support. Yeah. It makes a difference at Christmas time.
Yeah, and we're glad it does. That's our whole, you know, our whole thing for doing this is just to make the kids smile.
Okay.
And make it easier on the parents that can't afford to buy their child a toy.
Right, yes.
This way, their child's going to get a couple of toys, and the parents are going to be a little happier to see that the kids are happy.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea is that you purchase new toys, and so folks can make donations, cash donations, monetary donations.
Correct, yes. We buy all new toys out of a warehouse in Markham, have for 34 years. And last year, I think we had over 700 toys.
Wow. Okay. Now, do you have a goal in mind or?
This year we do. We're going to try and hit 10,000.
10,000. Yeah. All right.
We were shy about 1,000 of that last year.
Okay.
So
we're going to make it. We're going to hit that goal.
I'm hoping. I'm pushing hard to make this a really good year.
Now, there's going to be so many events, and we should also mention, too, and I know with A Child's Smile, there's a lot of different businesses and whatnot that step up, have specials on to support Child's Smile, that sort of thing. Will that be happening again for this season?
Yeah, it sure will. We have, I'm sure, Circle Foods will give us something. Joe's Diner, they come on board every year.
Sure.
Just about anybody I go to see now just says, oh, hi, John.
Yeah. Well, for 34 years of doing this, they know that this is a great local area fundraiser.
Yeah. And there's so many businesses out there that just open their arms and say, oh, yeah, we'll help you out, no problem.
Yeah.
Stratford has some of the greatest business people downtown I've ever seen.
Nice. And we got a big event that we want to mention that is coming up for November 3rd.
November 3rd. That's right at the Revival House. It's going to be from 1 till 5, no admission. We're going to have food specials from Revival House. We're going to have a huge, giant auction. And we got groups playing. We have Jack and Bob. They played there last year. This year, we have a friend of mine, a friend of yours, Jesse Weber.
Nice.
He's coming to play, too.
Oh, and again, there's the silent auction. And you want to talk about area businesses stepping up and helping out.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. As soon as you go in, I mean, it's just phenomenal. Restaurants, clothing stores, car dealers, they all say, oh, yeah, we'll throw a couple of oil changes in or this or that. And oh, you know what? It's great for the people that own the business because we're bringing them a little business. And if you get one person goes in with his ticket to whatever he bought,
mm-hmm.
he's going to tell a lot more people what his experience was. And if it was good, you're going to see more business.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there. And I love it's called a Christmas toy fundraiser. That's awesome. And again, this is Child Smile. And a special shout out for Jackie, formerly of Treasures, who put the poster together, the online poster.
She is a sweetheart. And a special thanks to Doris Neumeister.
And of course, Doris Neumeister, still very much, shall we say, behind the scenes, but very much a big part of a Child Smile.
She's Mama Neumeister.
So again, please help help out if you can. You know, attend the Christmas Toy Fundraiser. That's for Sunday, November 3rd, 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. at Revival House. Silent auction, food specials, great music, and another way you can help out, either purchasing a silent auction item or simply making a cash donation for that event. And that's at Revival House. Anything else on the go, John, with the Child Smile, or just get the donations coming in? That's huge.
Now, they can make a donation. They can e-transfer it to a Child Smile Stratford at gmail.com.
All right. So we'll pass that along. That's a Child Smile Stratford at gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And we'll pass along and share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. John Gray and Doris Neumeister with a Child Smile fundraiser back for its 34th year. Let's make it a great Christmas for kids in the area for sure. John, thank you and Doris for all you do for the community.
Well, thanks Stratford for what they do for us too. Like I say, great people in Stratford. Great people.